When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode, Q&A with Koloff. And this is just so much fun for me because it gives you the opportunity to ask me questions, right? You go over to the Man Up Show, and I hope you do listen to those podcasts. Go back into the archives, and you're going to catch some amazing stories over there. But on this show, you know, I do ask a few questions, but eventually I get to your questions that you have for me. And today I got a special guest on the show. What a story! A cancer survivor overcoming stage 4 cancer was told about 3 years ago that he had maybe 3 months left to live. And here we are 3+ years later. He's still with us. Neon Dion Moore, welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Hey, Nikki. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, Dion, have you with us today. And you have an incredible story. Not only have you and I stepped foot in the ring against each other, but you have stepped in the ring against many of the stars of the wrestling world through the 80s, 90s. But you've been in movies. You've done some acting, some stunts. I mean, dancing, professional dancing, right? You've done a lot.
Yeah, 4 years of ballet. I didn't waste it, you know. I had 4 years of ballet. I love dancing.
4 years of ballet. Of course, you know, some would say, or at least right now what comes to mind is a wrestling match. It's in a sense, it's kind of a ballet, isn't it?
It is. It's dancing. Basically, it's the same thing. You got to work with each other. It's like doing the waltz. It's like doing the minuet when you're in the ring there. I mean, it's all fluid, and you just like dancing. It's the exact same thing. And Gene Anderson, when he was training me, would call me go-go boy or stripper boy, and I said, man, I'm a ballet dancer. I danced ballet for years.
You probably shouldn't have told Gene that, but okay.
I know. I wish I hadn't. For 9 months, they beat me to death trying to get rid of me.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
And then after 9 months, Gene set me down and said, kid, you don't give up, do you? I said, I want to be a wrestler. And at that point, he goes, we need to learn how to work. I said, what I've been doing for the past 9 months. He goes, you just been learning to protect yourself with all the body slams, hip tosses, and the drop down, hip toss, body slam, body slam, body slam, body slam, taking the bumps, you know. And I went through it 4 nights a week, you know, 4 hours a night, beating the heck out of me. But my wife would have to pick me up. She'd come up in the pickup truck, and 6 or 7 guys would carry me out and lay me in the back of the pickup truck, but my legs wouldn't work. They beat me so bad, but I'd always come back. I'd always come back. And Gene said, you're like a rubber ball. I can't beat you down.
Well, and those words, come back, always come back. That's a message in itself for those listening out there today. You know, the resilience and the persistence of Dion's story is in coming back, right? And I'm reminded of a scripture, blessed.
You know, got to,
Huh?
You got to give it all you got in everything you do.
That's good.
Doesn't matter what. You got to give it everything. You can't half step. You got.
That's good. That's good.
Everything.
And for those who don't know, Gene Anderson, now some of you avid wrestling fans may know who he's referring to, but of course he was part of the original Minnesota Wrecking Crew, Gene and Ole Anderson. So we're going back into some wrestling history there, and who Dion is referring to. And but you've been in movies, you've done the wrestling, you've been in the ring with the Russian Nightmare and many other guys who would be considered legends of wrestling. You did the ballet for 4 years. I mean, where are you currently residing, Dion?
I'm in St. Augustine, Florida. God put me here 20 years ago and put me in telling stories, and it's progressed. I perfected the craft of storytelling. I mean, there's an art in telling stories. And now people just come, and before I was diagnosed with cancer, I had the number one tour company in St. Augustine. And in 2020, USA Today, top 10 ghost tours in America, I placed number 5. I was a one-man show, and how they could not get over how a one-man show placed 5th in the nation. People had to vote. It was a vote thing, and people come and took my tour and voted. It's the best tour they ever been on, and I placed number 5 in the nation for telling stories. God perfected me and molded me and turned me into a storyteller. Now I get to tell the greatest story ever told, the Bible. I just love reading the Bible. I can't get out of it. I've got notebook after notebook. I'm like you. I take notes. A Bible scripture hits me. I have a dream about something. I write it down. I've logged everything. And I build up a whole stack of composition books of just Bible scriptures. And now I'm telling people how Jesus saved and healed me. And that's my mission. God wants me to tell people how Jesus saved and healed me.
So you're taking all those life experiences now and using it for God's glory. And for those out there, I want you to understand, age 60, that Dion surrendered his life to the Lord at age 60. And
never been in a church, never read the Bible. Never. I was raised in an atheist family. We didn't have the opportunity to go to church, learn the Bible. My stepfather thought he just didn't believe in it. He didn't believe in God. And it was forced upon us. And I used that. We never knew God. We never knew a church. We never got to experience any type of religion until I turned 60 years old. I started reading the Bible.
Giving your life to Christ. And most recently, your wife now, and seeing the changes in you, she recently surrendered her life to the Lord after 41 years of marriage, or nearly 41 years, correct?
Yeah, correct. She surrendered about a month ago. She said, I'm ready to bring Christ in my life. I saw a change in you. You know, it was rough at first because I didn't understand it when God could come as like a cloud. Just wrapped around in March 28, 2020, I validate everything. It was just she opened the door and wanted to know who I was talking to. I don't know. Someone's up here telling me I got to change my ways. I mean, it come like a cloud come around my head. And I heard him tell me, if you continue your ways, you will die. But if you change your ways, I'll give you 20 more years of life. And I come out that Nikita, I was using drugs. I was all about the money, had everything, all the possessions a person would need.
Everything the world offers.
Everything. I had it all. But
except for Jesus.
I quit everything. I mean, I smoked cigarettes. I drank alcohol. I had my problems, my demons I had to battle, but I give it up. And it took 14 days to detox everything out of my body. It was the worst, but the best,
best
14 days of my life. It was the best 14. The pandemic set in, right in the middle of it. It was the best thing that ever happened
so
to me.
So let me interrupt you there. So you had everything, or so you thought, that the world could offer, but you were missing the one thing that could actually change your life, and that was a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And of course, that happened. Yep, that happened at age 60. Your wife comes to Christ, and of course, I know you got you got children and six grandchildren now. Is that how many you have
six
now?
Six grandchildren and my 10-year-old grandson. We do his little children's Bible, and he said he wants to be a pastor when he grows up.
Ah, come on! No, generations are being affected.
You know how Minecraft, that game that people say you can build stuff.
I don't. I'm not familiar with it, but.
Well, the kids, they build stuff, you know, attack things and violence. And Kenobi was for 2 months back here in Minecraft, and I was worried about it. It wouldn't come out. But then when he called me into his room, he was on Minecraft building his church. He showed me his church. I said, "What?" He goes, "This is where the people are going to sit. This is where I'm going to be marrying people. And this is where I want my church to be laid out." I said, "Get down with your bad self, Kenobi." Get down.
Oh, that's good.
And he's been involved in several prayers right here on my back porch.
That's
for
good.
My daughter and his mother.
Yep.
He's out here praying for them, anointing them with oil, and praying in the name of Jesus to make sure everything was right. And his two healings, Nikita, the tumors come back benign on my daughter and on his mother. They found a polyp in my daughter's intestines. It was a flat polyp they thought was cancerous. And Kenobi come out here and prayed away, and it come back benign, and it took a tumor out of his mother's wrist.
The innocence of a child. Come on.
And, oh, 10 years old, Nikki.
That's good.
Doing healing, anointing people with oil and praying in the name of Jesus. And he does have a speech impediment. But when he goes to quoting Bible scriptures, it's amazing how he says it plain and clear.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised.
Normal conversation. It's hard to understand it. But when he starts, spitting out Bible scriptures, it comes across perfect.
Yep.
And his mother said, "I can't get over."
Amen.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Well, Dion, listen, hey, let me ask you something here, okay? Because I don't want to run out of time today, okay? So you are a cancer survivor of your own, all right? So you stage 4 cancer, diagnosed to give 3 months to live. Here you are over 3 years later, alive and well, and utilizing your cancer story now to lead others to Jesus. You have a Jesus Minute. You post on Facebook these Jesus Minutes and several minutes of sharing what's on your heart. And you have a website, right? What's your website where people could go and learn more about your story?
They go to JesusWorldMinistry.com and look at the tab that says Pastor Dion's Videos. There's about 7 videos over the past year and a half. since I've become ordained, the things that I've done. And I actually went down to the plaza and the homeless people, I was out, people thought I was a nut. I was out there, the guy in the wheelchair had terrible shoes. His feet were so messed up. I went and bought socks and shoes. Went out there and washed the man's poor feet, put socks and shoes on him. People said, "You out your mind." I said, "No, I'm not. The man, he wants to be, you know, he Jesus washed his disciples' feet. There's nothing wrong with helping this homeless man out. He can't do it himself. His left arm don't work. He got a little arm. He's in a, had a bad wreck in a wheelchair. And now I'm telling you straight up, he could walk maybe 4 or 5 steps away from the wheelchair, but he prayed. He said he wanted Jesus to make him whole. And I said, you believe in Jesus with all your heart, mind, soul, heart, and strength? He said, yes, I do. We prayed. And the man is out the wheelchair, Nikita. He is walking. He's got a job. And this was just a little over a year ago.
Well,
how he can't use the left arm yet, but he's walking.
You are being the hands and feet of Jesus. And that's what he calls all of us to be in. You are utilizing your testimony and your story to be salt and light to the world. Let's segue here. Let's transition because it is Q&A with Koloff. And so I want to give you the opportunity, Dion, to ask me a couple questions. And of course, people can go to your website and learn more about your story. But let's segue and just fire away your first question that you would have for me.
If you have a new Christian come to you and tell you that clouds come around your head, what would you say to that new Christian when they telling you that you was had your head surrounded with clouds? You know, I was taken into, my head was taken into a cloud. How would you, what would you tell that person?
Well, what I would tell them is the first thing that comes to mind is the cloud that descended upon the Mount of Transfiguration. So the presence of God descended. Jesus and Peter, James, and John, he takes them up onto the Mount of Transfiguration, and the cloud descends on the Mount of Transfiguration. God speaks to Peter, James, and John and tells them, reminds them, if you will, who Jesus is and to listen to him, right? And so, you know, anyone that might be, experiencing something like that and is wondering what is that, that would be my first example, would be the Mount of Transfiguration. The other example, biblical example I would maybe give to where we see this in the Bible is, you know, he led them by a cloud by day and by a pillar of fire by night when he was pulling them out of slavery, out of Egypt, and heading them towards the promised land. So how did God protect them each day? A cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And so those are two examples that if someone was like, I don't understand what that means, or, you know, where is that in the Bible? There's those two examples that immediately come to mind. So great question. I assure you, I've never been asked that one before, Dion. So that was a really good question.
What was conveyed to me, you know, if you continue your ways. I never used the word, I don't use ways, you know, but when I started reading the Bible, ways, the word ways is in there a lot. If you continue your ways, you will die. But if you change your ways, I give you 20 more years of life. I could not understand it. I just didn't at the time.
At the time, you didn't understand it, right?
But now I fully understand. I had a direct Jesus come to me directly 8 months before the cancer hit, giving me, if I had not changed my weight, because I only weighed 180 pounds when he came to me. I got 207. At the bottom of the cancer, I weighed 127 pounds. If I had not changed my ways and put on that extra 20 pounds, I would have been under 100 pounds and I would have died. I would have died if I would have let hospice morphine me out till it took my last breath. But I told them, leave the house. Jesus promised me 20 years. I'm not going to let you put morphine in my mouth until I take my last breath. and I asked them to leave. I asked hospice, don't come back to my house no more.
Right. Well, and so what you got to personally experience, and again, it's like Peter, James, and John up on the mountaintop, right? And where you got to experience the voice of God say, Dion, change your ways, kind of, or else. For them, on the mountaintop, he says this. He says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Listen to him. And of course, when they heard it, they fell on their face. Second question you have for me, Dion, before we run out of time. What's your second question?
Being a Christian is hard, is it not? It's hard. It's a fight. It's not all unicorns and rainbows and lucky charms. It's not. The minute you save, you know, my life's changed. I'm giving it to God. Oh, it's going to be a parade and everything's going to be honky-dory. No. No. Being a Christian is hard. Changing your ways, the way you think, renewing of your mind. Is that normal for a Christian? Is it normal for it to be hard? The challenges and how you got to change your mind, you know, and look at things where somebody cut you off, used to throw a finger and run them down. But now I think maybe that person had a bad day. Is that normal?
Is it normal to struggle in being a follower of Christ? That's essentially the question, right?
That's it. It's tough.
Okay. So a lot of things come to mind. So in answer to your question, and for all you listening out there and in the listening world, it is not easy to follow Christ. In fact, Jesus himself said, he said, narrow is the gate and difficult is the way, and few find it. He said, it's going to be a challenge to live for me. What'd you say? It's not unicorns and what'd you say? It's not what?
Unicorn, rainbows, and lucky charms.
There you go. It's not unicorns, rainbows, and lucky charms. So
you're not going to hear angels sing. You're not going to hear.
Well, you can. Playing. No, you can. You can hear angels sing, but there's two sides to this story, right? So there's the blessings of God and the prosperity side of the story that more people want to hear about. They just want to hear about all the prosperity and all the blessings and everything God's going to do for me, while at the same time not understanding, like Jesus himself learned obedience through suffering, right? And that's how he learned obedience. We're called to walk in obedience and submit to the will of God for our lives. And so there are going to be challenging times. And I like to say it this way as well, Dion, is you know, when you surrender your life to Christ, you have enlisted. Now, I've never been in the military, but in 1993, October 17th, I enlisted in God's army. And from that point on, I am now challenged to put on the armor of God. Folks, go read Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Okay. And see how you are to armor up every day. You are not on the cruise ship. You are on the battleship. And we are in a spiritual war. Pay attention to what's happening in our world. We are in a spiritual war. There is an enemy of our soul called Satan, the devil, and he and his demons have turned up the heat over the last several years. All the more reason it's important to understand when you think about Deanne's question, is it easy or difficult being a Christ follower? It is a challenge, but I want to end by saying this, that the rewards in the end far outweigh any awards or rewards you may earn here on earth. Store up your treasure in heaven that moth and rust cannot destroy, not treasures here on earth, because the things of the world will pass away, and one day you'll stand before Christ and you'll either garner the rewards or there'll be a loss of rewards. And so, Dion, great to have you on Q&A with Koloff today.
I'm glad to be here. I'm thankful you had me so I could share my story.
Well, and one more time, give people the website where they can learn more about your story.
JesusWorldMinistry.com. We got study Bibles. We got Jesus mathematics, how he's mathematically a 99% chance that Jesus is who he said he, you know, who he said he is. I am Jesus. And then when you scroll down, you see Pastor Dion videos. Just hit that tab, and there's like 7 videos of how we did prayers on the plaza. We had a sign out there, free prayers. I'd stand there with my sign, free prayers. And one day I had 14 prayers. I was so excited. Sometimes you didn't have any. Nobody wanted to pray. But one day 14 people come up, and we prayed on the plaza. I had the Catholic Church, the Episcopalians, the Presbyterian on each corner. Here I'm out there holding a sign, free prayers. And people would come up and pray. I'd just stand there. I wouldn't go up to people. I would just stand there with my sign. If you need a prayer, I'd be glad to pray for you. And that's how it all started, you know, going out. And now we're doing salvation in the streets. It's just a wonderful thing God has blessed me with. And I'm going to carry my story on because God wants me to tell people how Jesus saved and healed me of terminal stage 4 lung cancer. There was no way I could survive with 7 tumors, one the size of a softball in the center of my chest. There's no way I can survive this cancer. And by the grace of God, the grace of God and sweet Jesus, I have prevailed, and I'm now cancer free.
Amen. Amen. Neon Dion Moore. Go check out his website and check out his stories. Check out his videos. And to all of you out there in listening land today, go out and live a God-filled, God-blessed day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.